therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey there, is this Stacey?
Hey, yes it is.
Hey, you said call me
stupid Stacey.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
We're not doing that. We'll just call you Stacey.
Yeah, we're going to call you Stacey. Yeah, so
I feel a little stupid, though.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I got in the dumbest fight with my boyfriend, and I just really want to apologize to him.
Well, this
is... Like right here and now?
This is a great place to do it, sure.
I already apologized. I thought maybe if I apologized publicly, it'd be better, because it's just like a stupid, silly fight that's totally my fault. Well, not totally my fault, but mostly my fault.
Well, what'd he do?
He would not stop whistling all day. It was so annoying. And like, I know it's really petty. That's on me, but like, at this point, we literally haven't spoken in 2 days over it. So oh, wow. I just want to say I'm so sorry for being petty and silly, but it was really annoying, but I'm sorry, and I shouldn't have made such a big deal about it.
So he's just going around like, or is he like, sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you.
He just triggered her.
He's like, all day. I was like, please.
So he's not like whistling. He's just whistling, just being amongst himself and just passing the time type of thing, right?
Yeah, but nonstop.
Yeah.
Like he never whistled. And all of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, he started whistling here and there. And the other day, it was just constant. And I was just like, please shut up. And he's like, don't talk to me that way. And I was like, but you've got to stop whistling. And then it just kind of escalated. But it's silly and petty. It was really over nothing. That's why I feel bad. And I just want to say I'm sorry. And
it's big of you to
admit that.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe next time we don't let a couple of days go by. We kind of...
Kelly.
I'm sorry. You need a couple of days?
No, I'm just saying you've been in the same situation, maybe not with whistling, but where you are angry.
It goes a couple of hours, though. We usually try to address it.
I know.
Have you gone a couple of days?
There have been times... Because it was maybe like last year that my wife and I, we just like blew up at each other over something absolutely ridiculous. It was over something about the refrigerator. We were both like...
Sticking to
right.
Your guns.
Yes, yep. We were both stubborn. And I'm like, I'm right. She's like, I'm right. You don't see my butt. How long
did that go?
And it took maybe a day. So, I mean, I get it, Stacey, you know, where he just remembered that he could whistle.
And you needed to fester for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. And it escalated because I snapped at him and he didn't like the way I talked to him. And so
yeah.
Maybe if other people have like other stories of like where they were maybe a little bit petty in a fight or
making mountains out of molehills.
Yeah. And it like escalated, but then they felt bad. And then I don't know. I wouldn't feel so stupid. I mean, it happens. Like you guys had it and maybe other people have situations. There's like a little thing that just escalates.
And yeah.
It never should have been a fight to begin with.
Yeah. Stacey, give us his number. We'll call him right now. we'll get this thing all worked out for you.
I think it'd be so much better. Just put him on blast on the radio. Yeah, he will love that.
I'm sure he'll love it. And I would love to hear him whistle. Maybe we could even make a game of it. Like, what song is he whistling?
Oh, no. I'm really bad that I yelled at him about it, but I don't ever want to hear him whistle again. Please, okay. Let's okay. Not encourage right. That.
Okay.
Right.
Well, Stacey, I do appreciate you being so raw with your...
Open and honest.
Yes, open and honest with your feelings. And then
taking accountability.
And then, you know, coming to us and saying, hey, you know what? I want to make sure that he knows publicly that I want to end this. So that's good.
Well, and everybody's got little things that I'm sure annoys their partner. And maybe they just haven't voiced that
so
out loud yet.
If nothing else, Stacey, take from this call that you're not alone.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys. I have to learn not to, you know, just to keep my cool and not
put,
get irritated.
Next time.
We all have our days.
Yeah, so. Next time put some earbuds in. Listen to Ben and Kelly Show podcast.
There you go.
Great
put
idea.
Us in your ear holes.
Yeah, right. All right, Stacey. Hey, we're already getting some people texting in their little petty spats that they've had. So we can already tell that you're not alone. So we'll dive into some of those. But yeah, Stacey, again, thank you for talking to us. And you know, maybe it's just a
But also, just in case he doesn't hear this, go ahead and tell him that to his face.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say, Scott, I'm so sorry, sweetie.
Oh, okay. Scott.
Scott, see, listen, she's owning up. She's apologizing. Let's put this one to bed and let's get back to being happy and cute and together. Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah, like that.
Sorry, babe.
All right, Stacey. Thank you. Go kiss Scott now.
Thank you.
Jen says here to say I'm proud of her for addressing the relationship issues, no matter how small.
Exactly.
She says I learned that you need to do that to repair the relationship after a divorce.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
You're both going to have probably those sorts of things.
All right. Well, hey, what was the most ridiculous argument you've been in with your partner? Take some of those calls and stories on the way.
Amy from Eminence. Noise-canceling headphones. That's what she says. That would also help.
Yeah, yeah.
If he wants to whistle,
let him.
Noise-canceling headphones.
That's right. 502-795-1997. Your stories next. Just talk to Stacy and her boyfriend whistles incessantly. It actually just started over the past couple weeks, and she cannot.
She kind of blew up at him.
Blew up at him. Stupid little spat argument, et cetera, et cetera. It's been going on for how long? 2 weeks?
No. It was just a couple of days.
Oh, a couple of days. Anyways.
Yeah, that they didn't speak.
So she apologized
on her show. Yeah. And she's like, I'm not the only one that's gotten mad about something stupid.
Now, listen,
right?
Brittany says, does she really think he's going to hear her public apology on the radio over his constant whistling?
Oh.
Then she says, I can't hear the TV when I'm eating potato chips.
Oh! That feels like a
Chris said,
shade.
I once broke up with a girl because she sang a lot.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't that she liked to sing. She was just terrible at it. Her effort was over the top. It kind of sounded like the Rubber Chicken songs, but less funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous arguments.
Terry says, I once lost my you-know-what over my sister losing the back of one of my earrings. You can replace those pretty easily.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little thing.
Amanda texted and said, apparently I, quote, load the dishwasher wrong.
Oh, yeah.
AKA not his way.
Sure.
He reloads it. I reload it back.
Oh, no.
We did this 3 times until we realized we could have just washed the dishes by hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But still, who wins, though?
I don't know.
Are we just going to be fine with whoever's loading it? They're going to load it their way and you got to be okay with it. It's still going to get the dishes clean. Is that what we do?
By the way, Trina rolls in, siding with Stacy, our listener, and says, I have ADHD and I would lose my mind. All the noises are bad.
Oh, bless. Bless her heart. Okay. Duly noted.
Yeah, noted.
Danielle says, we argued for 20 minutes about who steals the blanket at night.
Oh.
He swears it's me. I swore it's him.
Oh.
We ended up buying a second blanket like it was a peace treaty.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Regardless of who's to blame, we'll have another one.
Exactly. Once you kind of get past the, okay.
It was you. No, it's you.
Right. We can simmer down. This isn't huge.
Figure out a solution.
Yeah. Michelle said, my boyfriend ruined dinner last month over, quote, the proper way to eat a taco.
Oh, no.
I bite mine across. He bites down the middle. He says I'm committing food crimes. I say he's ruining the taco economy.
Wow. Wait,
I feel like Michelle's
is... How do you not start at the end?
I know. I was going to say, I feel like Michelle's right.
Right.
So, Michelle, Kelly and I...
That's kind of psychopath material if you're starting top in the middle down.
Kelly and I are on your side.
Because you're losing stuff on both sides, are you not?
You win. You win. Tell him that.
If you want to stoke the fires, just send him this podcast.
Yeah, just tell him that. Tell him, guess what? Remember the whole taco thing? I win!
Yes. Oh, Vanessa. Yes, Vanessa. I lost my you-know-what with him over the right way to hang toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
I am team over like a civilized human.
Mm.
He's team under like a sociopath. It's still unresolved.
You know what? Miss me.
That would drive me
Miss
nuts.
Me with that. I don't care. As long as there's
you don't care?
No, I don't care.
How are you not incessantly annoyed? It has to be over.
Nope.
You know why? Because if it's under, it just keeps like falling down.
Let me tell you.
It only makes sense to be over.
No. Under is fine.
It's not fine.
I can go over and under.
No, you can go over and that is it.
And the under, because... Listen, you don't deal with cats who paw at the toilet paper. And if they paw at the toilet paper, when it's over...
If it's under, then it doesn't...
If it's under, it doesn't roll out onto the floor. Okay. If it's over, it just... It rolls out all over the floor.
I might see that point. So people with cats can do it under.
Yeah.
But if you don't have
and
cats,
and under's fine.
Over.
As long as there's toilet paper there. As long as someone's replaced the toilet paper, we're good.
I can't. It's my OCD will just flare up.
Your OCD for under?
There are certain things. It has to be over. It just looks like it's wrong.
Well,
it
if
looks backwards.
Listen. Sorry. And we're going
on a tangent.
A tangent here.
We're going all into war with Vanessa.
Buckle up. We're on a tangent. Listen, I feel like your OCD would be more inclined if the paper isn't torn evenly across.
I don't care about that.
You don't care about that?
No.
So if I'm saying if it's under, then you don't even see that.
If I see it, I'll fix it. I'm like, that's fine.
What I can't stand are...
I'll make sure I tear it off better.
Right. What I can't stand are the, like, you're in such a rush that you can't tear it off evenly.
Yes.
They have perforations for a reason.
Sure. That hopefully when you just yank it off, rip it off, it's going to rip. It's not our fault if it doesn't rip evenly. But I'll fix it. But listen, it's for civilized humans. It is over. That's the correct way to do it.
Listen,
if you have cats, I'll allow it to be under, but that's just in your bathroom.
I'm a little discouraged.
Is it? It's erupting the text.
No. Exactly. That's what I'm discouraged about.
Yeah.
The fact that we get passionate about toilet paper over under, and then that's what you decide to. We give you hours and hours.
Yes.
Of content.
And this when everyone
talk
rolls
about.
In. Yes.
And then you're like, no, under.
Lauren
over.
Has a good point. Over is preferred, but as long as he puts the roll back on the holder,
yeah, see?
I'm good.
That's fine.
Yes, it is absolutely nails on a chalkboard to leave the empty roll still on there. Like, who does
right.
that?
I think.
How lazy are you?
We can be done. Can we be done?
I'm just, Kelly is rolling into hashtag team over. If I'm at someone's house in their powder room and it's under, I switch it.
All right, whatever. I don't want to have this argument here because I will not be swayed because I don't care. If it's over,
okay,
fine.
Why are you so
if
passionate about it?
Why are you so passionate that it's going to be under?
I feel as though there's one way. You are over here saying it doesn't matter to me, but under. Like you're not owning up to the fact you are indeed passionate and you do actually care.
You can't
sit over there and say, I don't care, but then passionately argue for under.
Why are you such a psycho about it being over?
Because.
That's the thing. That's what I can't understand.
I staked my flag on the hill of it's gotta be over. You're all like, I don't really care, but under. And then you're like, because I have cats and the thing. And I was like, okay, I'll allow
because
that.
I'm getting
but then you can't sit there and say you're not passionate while you're getting all passionate and yelling about it.
Nope. Not passionate.
Okay. Then hashtag team over. If you're not passionate, you say okay.
We're done.
You just say okay.
We're done.
Okay.
People are calling. I don't want to answer any of the phones. I don't want to answer any of you. Because I don't want to continue this conversation because it's stupid. Okay. Hey, thank you.
Britt also switches other people's houses.
Will you stop? Kelly, we're mowing the same lawn.
I love all my people.
We're going back and forth
who
over the
saying,
same lawn.
If I'm at your house and it's wrong, I'm switching it. That's so great.
All right. Thank you for all the stories and for all of the passion. At least we know you're alive on 99.70JX. So earlier in the show, we kind of got off the rails because of Stacy, who got into like this petty argument with her boyfriend because he was whistling incessantly and it annoyed her to the point where she got mad.
And then they didn't speak for 2 days. So then she came to us saying, yeah, can you help me apologize?
Yeah, just
I feel
just
really bad. It was a dumb thing to get mad about.
I mean, look, anybody who's been in a relationship, sometimes it's just a bad day. and you're like, I don't know what it is, why this is annoying me so much.
Right.
But it's just annoying me.
Yes.
Like, we got a text message from a listener that said, my husband separated my silverware from what I brought into the relationship versus what his mom bought us.
Oh.
We have lived together 7 years and he still does this when he gets mad. So when he gets mad, he separates the silverware from, okay, well, this is your silverware and this is what my mom
got. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is
brutal.
By the way, Lisa says, I love that the group therapy segment about a petty argument resulted in a petty argument.
Yeah.
On the right track for the day.
Yeah, because Vanessa had rolled in and said, I lost my S with him over the right way to hang toilet paper. I'm team over like a civilized human. He's team under like a sociopath. Still unresolved. To which I just said, I don't care as long as there's toilet paper there. I don't care if it's over or under.
No, no. Then you said, I have cats, so I prefer it to be under, because when they're incessantly rolling,
batting at the roll,
then it doesn't become unraveled.
And that is true.
And I said, okay, fine, in your particular situation, mm-hmm. I'll allow it.
Okay.
But everywhere else, it needs to be over. It needs to be over. And then so many other people are just like, yes, that is correct. The patent for the toilet paper roll, it is indeed shown as over. And then my friend Mandy texted this little meme. It says, beards are cool, mullets are bad, with the demonstration.
What does that mean?
That means, you know, with the over, it's a happy face. That's a beard. You know, it's hanging down like a beard. But if it's in the back, right? Then if it's an under, it kind of looks like a mullet in the back, and that's a sad face.
Oh, so your friend Mandy is the expert on this all of a sudden?
100%. Yes. It just,
what did she invent, toilet paper?
It's explained for people that can't understand. It's visually
for
explained with
people
pictures.
People who can't understand.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
All I said was, I appreciate there just being toilet paper there. It doesn't get my blood pressure up seeing it under or over. I won't switch it, like many people said.
Oh, yes. Many people rolled in just like, yes, if I'm at someone's house and it's the wrong way, aka under, then I switch it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't, this doesn't bother me. But then everybody's like, Ben is wrong.
Because you say it doesn't bother you, but then you're like, but under. That's what you say. You're like, oh, it doesn't really matter, but under. So it's like you pretend like you don't have a stance. You clearly have a stance. See, okay. look at your face. You're already starting to get that little steam that comes out of your ears.
No, I'm not getting steam that's coming out of my ears.
When you get called out for having a stance, even when you say you don't have a stance, that's what you're mad about.
Maddie texted us and said, it's funny that you guys have been on so long and you guys never fight this much.
And we're like, you must be new here.
Maddie, you must be new, because this is literally every other day.
She's been a lifer. She's been hanging out with us for a long time.
Aaron, getting back to the original question, ridiculous arguments, little spats that you get on. Aaron said, this is embarrassing, but we just got into this argument the other day over our dog's, quote, inner voice.
Oh, it's like the voice that you make up for your dog?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Aaron said, I do the dog's voice high-pitched and goofy.
Oh, hello. Hi, guys.
He insists the dog's voice would be deep and serious. Hi, guys. Hey, hi, I just want to be fed and loved. That's all I want. She says, I think he was offended that I emasculated his boy, LOL.
Yeah, like he's a boy dog.
What?
He needs to have a boy voice.
But I do that purposely to my dog, Dougal.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you need to be knocked down a few pegs, buddy.
Oh, so you use the high-pitched voice just as a point to make him feel bad? Okay,
yes.
I got it.
Yes. Hi, guys.
In my mind, any dog sounds like Doug from Up. If I have just met you and I love you.
I love you.
Yes, exactly. Like, so that it doesn't matter which dog it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that voice.
Exactly. Well, it was like my grandpa always thought dogs were boys and cats were girls.
Oh, my gosh.
He didn't matter. Didn't matter. If it's a dog, it's a boy. If it's a cat, it's a girl.
Okay.
That's not how it works, but okay.
Do you ever stop to think, how do they make new dogs?
You know what? I don't know. I just stopped asking.